These survey results were compiled by interviewing a number of Amish individuals. Following is how the majority responded to these questions. This interview is approximately 8 minutes long.
Do you have any spiritual beliefs?
Yes.
Well, what are they?
I'm not sure.
Well, Amos, do you go to church anywhere?
Yes.
I see. And which one do you go to?
Amish.
Amos, are you a church member?
Yes.
How long have you been a church member?
20 years.
I see. Well, that's good. Amos, why did you choose your specific denomination?
I was born into it. And had some family influence.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, Amos, to you personally, what is the most important book for a person to own and read?
The Bible.
I see. What are the main religious books of your denomination in the Amish Church?
The Bible.
Okay. Are there any other books that you use?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you use a Bible?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What translation do you use?
German translation.
I see.
Martin Luther.
Okay. Well, Amos, do you read other books and or newspapers besides the Bible?
Yes.
What types of books do you read?
Magazines, Investors, Hunting.
I see.
Reader's Digest.
Okay. Well, Amos, you read a newspaper also?
Yes.
Which one would you read?
Evening News, New Era.
Okay. Well, on average, Amos, how often do you read the New Era or the Reader's Digest?
Every day.
I see. Okay, very good. Well, Amos, can you give me a yes or no answer? Do you understand the language that the newspaper book is written in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On average, how often do you read the Bible?
About once a week.
I see. Do you always understand what you read in your Bible?
No, not really.
Can you tell me why?
Because it's in German.
I see. Okay. Amos, why do you commit more time to reading a secular and worldly newspaper than the book that you claim is the most important?
Can't answer that.
Well, Amos, do you feel that God is pleased with your answer?
Can't answer that.
Amos, are you bilingual, able to speak more than one language?
Yes.
I see. Which ones are you fluent in?
Pennsylvania Dutch and English.
I see. Do you know any more languages, or just those two?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you read and write in those languages?
No.
Which language out of the two do you understand the best?
Dutch and English.
Oh, okay, both of them. Which language is your Bible written in, Amos?
German.
I see. What language do you read the newspaper in?
English.
Why, Amos, if you could read the paper in the same language as your Bible, would you?
I don't know.
Well, Amos, to you personally, who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
I see. Amos, in the Bible, it speaks of having your sins forgiven. Have your sins been forgiven?
I hope so.
So does that mean yes or no?
I hope so.
Amos, do you believe in heaven or hell?
Yes.
And Amos, if you died right now, where would you go?
I hope I'd go to heaven.
Why is that?
I don't know.
By using your Bible, Amos, can you back up your answer?
I don't know.
Amos, does your denomination, the Amish Church, have rules that guide your life, such as what clothes you can wear and so forth?
Yes.
In your church, who makes the rules?
The bishop.
Amos, are you allowed to disagree with the rules?
Yes.
What happens if you do disagree with the rules or choose not to follow them?
You will receive some forms of discipline.
I see. Amos, what happens to a person if they leave the Amish church? What would happen to them?
They'll be put in the ban.
Amos, is that practice a correct biblical practice?
Not really. I don't know.
Okay. Can you give a biblical example, maybe?
I don't know.
Amos, do you own a snowmobile or other similar device?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
If you could own one, would you?
I don't know.
Is there a biblical reason for your answer?
No.
Amos, are you familiar with John chapter 3 and the story about Nicodemus and Jesus?
Yes.
What is your understanding of how a man must be born again?
Living right, repentance, forgiveness.
Amos, do you want to see the kingdom of God?
Yes.
What is your hope based on?
My right living, my good works.
Is that what the Bible teaches?
I don't know.
Amos, have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Maybe, probably, yes.
Amos, do liars and or thieves go to heaven?
No.
Amos, are you familiar with the book of Genesis and the events that took place in the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
How many commandments did Eve break before God put them out of the garden?
One.
How many sins does a person have to commit before God will not allow them into heaven?
I don't know.
Well, Amos, how many good things does a person have to do in order to not go to hell?
I don't know.
Why do you think Jesus had to die on the cross?
For sins.
Amos, what does grace and faith have to do with getting into heaven?
It points us to God, to heaven, and to Jesus.
Well, Amos, have you received that grace personally?
Yes.
How did you receive it?
I don't know.
Amos, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? 1 would be, if 1 would be nearer to hell and 10 were nearer to heaven, where would you find yourself on the scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know.
I see. Well, Amos, I really appreciate you taking the survey today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.